A joke about a manatee. You heard the joke, he said, to me at the Abbey. His errands quadruple charged with whatever he poured from the flask, bourbon from its smell. About the manatee? I shook my head over my IPA, covered already several times to keep him away. Why did it, he burped, swallowed something foul, I guess, from the way his face cinched a knot in the brow, the tight-closed eyes tumbling toward each other like playground marbles or bocce balls. He stared. Why did it cross the road? I suggested. Yes! Why did the manatee cross the road? What's his name? I thought. I don't know, I said. I didn't know what I was doing with this man, why I ordered another beer, why I was still there. It had something to do with something, I was sure. Probably the weather. That day, windy in excess, the afternoon storm caught us all by surprise and splattered open windows and beachgoers with drops like shotgun stacks of dimes that extinguished Saturday afternoon barbecues immediately, thoroughly soaked our wet towels, and pelted all the rolls we set aside for burgers. Seeking modesty, women darted across the streets, the cars too panicked to gas over 10 miles per hour to honk. Even the streetlights, in the middle of the day, began to blink in counterpoint to the lightning, cackling cartographic arguments against the sky. Never seen anything like this, said some, huddled in the shelters of hotels, grocery store awnings, the open garages of nearby tall buildings. In foyers, the mothers of shivering children dug in tote bags for apple slices and juice boxes, thoughts of something better than the crackles of thunder outside the gate, hail hammering the sidewalks. Did you see that storm? He said. What storm? I said. That storm today. Did it hit where you were? Yes, it did. Breasts, he said. I'm sorry? Don't apologize, he said. Breasts everywhere down here. Women soaked straight through their white shirts and skirts. So many breasts. Never seen anything like that before. Aaron set down my tab, a candle to see by, and a new dark beer for the man beside me. What about the manatee? I yawned. The joke that crossed the road? I signed a good tip. Oh, he said. Yeah, the manatee. Out of his element. What? I said. He was out of his element, he said, pouring more from the flask into the quadruple. But, I said, as I stood, isn't water a compound? In this case, he said, technically it's a mixture. Then the joke's not funny. Thanks for ruining it.